Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise and we thank you, Jesus. So amazing you are. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Amen. It feels good to feel God tonight in this house. Amen. Friday night, Brother Martinez's church, they're having a youth rally. And I believe they have the gym rented afterwards. Amen. So Friday night at 7 p.m. is when they're going to be doing this. Amen. And we're excited to taste of missions. Brother Philip Rhodes is going to be our evening speaker. Also, next Tuesday night, Brother Trey Buxton from Goodrich is going to be speaking. And this is a great young man and his family. I think he's got a truckload of boys, and they're going to be with us. So we're excited, and we're going to have a great time. I want you to invite somebody this weekend, next Tuesday night as well. And we're thankful for the goodness of the Lord. And the youth rally is not just for young people. Amen. We want you to be able to go as well. Brother Ashley from Cleburne, Brother Gentry Ashley is going to be the speaker. Great young man. Watched him grow up in life. And I'm telling you, you want to go and hear the word of the Lord. Praise God. Won't you stand and go with me to Ecclesiastes, the 10th chapter tonight. Ecclesiastes, the 10th chapter. Amen. And great news while you're turning there. Amen. We're so thankful for the virtue of God. Amen. This last week, I was very sick. My body, last Tuesday night after graduation, I had a little issue. And I'm telling you, we didn't know what to do. And had labs done just this week and got the results today. Everything looks great. Amen. We're so thankful for the help of the healing of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, that makes a difference whenever you're able to say, wow, the Lord's good to me. Praise God. All the different things look great, and we're so thankful for your prayers. Those of you that's been behind the scenes praying and helping me, thank you very much. Ecclesiastes, the 10th chapter. You'll find that the book of Ecclesiastes is written in a different manner. But in verse 6, it says, folly or foolishness is set in great dignity, and the rich sit in a low place. You know, normally it's up here, but he said, everything is turned different. Verse 7 says, I have seen servants on horses and princes walking as servants upon the earth. He said, man, everything is cunningly turned upside down, not right, out of balance. And sometimes life doesn't always seem fair. But I'm thankful that God sees the whole picture. Are you thankful? Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for everything you're doing. We thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for what you're, God, how you put things together, how you hold, Lord, our lives in your hand, and the whole picture you see, God, when we can't see it. We give you praise and we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. You may be seated. Solomon says, sometimes ungodly, prideful, selfish, or unqualified people seem to rise to the place of honor. And he said, meanwhile, the humble and the faithful and the righteous may seem unnoticed, overlooked, or even mistreated. Solomon described life as appearing almost upside down. But tonight I want to talk to us from this. When the wheels turn, God will make things right. Are you thankful God holds the hand? Amen. Hallelujah. He's the one that holds the whole picture. Amen. And the world does sometimes appear upside down. He said in this passage of scripture that servants were upon horses. Those who should not rule are ruling, he said. Pride and carnality often sits in high places. And he said, princes are walking. Those with true character and wisdom are often overlooked. Godly people sometimes walk through seasons of obscurity. Nobody realizes, amen, exactly what's going on. And the world rewards pride. self-promotion and popularity, rebellion and fleshly ambition. And it seems today that those that are the loud and the proud has the highest step and the highest stature in our world. But I'm thankful that heaven sees different. Aren't you thankful? God still rewards those that are obedient. God still rewards servanthood. And God still definitely rewards holiness. I said he still rewards holiness. And he rewards faithfulness and humility. Amen. One man said, You know, tithes just don't work for me. I heard a man proclaim it today, and he was talking that somebody boasted tithes did not work for this young man, so he just quit paying his tithes. And his pastor looked at him and said, well, man, you're not robbing me. God's going to take care of me even if he sends a raven. Right. Amen. And it seems for a moment of time that, wow, it looks like that, amen, evil is at the top winning. Let me give you some biblical examples of how the wheel begins to turn. This morning in my Bible reading, amen, I read about a man named Haman. How Haman seemed to be promoted and polluted. And he stood proudly in the palace. Boy, he wanted everybody to notice him. And when the king began to talk to him and he said, what can I do? I want to wear your robe and I want to wear your crown and put me on that horse and parade me around. And the Bible says that there was a man named Mordecai that sat in the gate unnoticed. This was a just man. In fact, Mordecai was the man that he heard at the gate where two began to plot against the king. And he went to the king and he said, King, I just want to give you some insight. There's two men out here that are part of your council that are just to plot against you to assassinate you. And friend, all because Mordecai did what was right. Amen. These two men were prevented from assassinating the king. And it seemed like Mordecai, what he did, was not noticed. Oh, amen. But there came a day and an hour that the king one night could not sleep. And he said, bring me the records of the kingdom. We'll tell you how God works, friend. God likes to work when everything seems not to be working. And they began to read him the records of the kingdom. And somewhere they got to the place where Mordecai was the man who prevented an assassination of the king. And the king said, what have we done for Mordecai? And, amen, they said, you know, we haven't done anything. He said, we need to bring him here. He needs to be rewarded. While on the other hand, Haman, all the meanwhile, hated the people of God. In fact, he had ordered, he said, I want some gallows to be built, some high gallows made that we're going to hang, first of all, Mordecai. But he didn't know that the king would get restless and get the books and started hearing the reading of the records and honor Mordecai. I'm telling you, God knows how to work right on time, doesn't he? And friend, Haman fell. He was hung by the own gallows that he built to hang Mordecai. Amen. But Mordecai was honored. God don't forget what you've done. I come to tell you, friend, amen, sometimes everybody don't see what you do. Amen. And there's a lot of times, amen, there are people that are blind to what happens even in the work of a church. There are people that clean. There's people that take care of things here. Amen. The other day, I watched as people, there was a piece of candy paper in the back. I watched people walk right over it. One person looked down at it and kept on walking. Amen. Oh, friend, it bothers me to see the house of God messed up. How about you? There's people that work hard. But I want to tell you, God sees every little detail. God knows every little thing behind the scene. Amen. Hallelujah. Then there was the occasion, an example of how the wheel turned for David. You know, King Saul sat on the throne and David hid in caves and mountains. But hear me, the wheel turned. Saul lost the kingdom, and David not only became king for a season, but David became part of the seed, amen, that would bring forth the Messiah. I come to tell somebody today in the house, hang on, God still's on the throne, and God still keeps good records. Somebody ought to say praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Then there was that wicked, wicked queen. Man, Jezebel. And she boasted in the palace. And Elijah, the prophet of God, hid weary and discouraged in a cave. And he thought, I'm all by myself. But I want to tell you, even when you're all by yourself, you got a God that will stand with you. Hallelujah. But the wheel turned. And Jezebel was judged. And Elijah remained God's prophet. I come to tell somebody today, amen. Hey, when you live for God, you got a God that will live for you. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. I come to encourage the church tonight and tell you, amen, God, amen, is still the one that has the final say-so. Amen. I think about Jesus, the great example, the greatest example. Jesus was King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Prince of the Kings of the Earth, but yet he came as a servant in humility, in rejection, in suffering. Amen. And even in the book of Philippians, talk about humiliation comes before exaltation, and the cross came before the crown. I want to just tell you, if Jesus walked the road of humility, we should not be shocked when we have to go through misunderstandings or even rejections. Amen. Have you ever been rejected and felt misunderstood? Come on, be honest with me tonight. There's going to be times even living for God, you're going to get offended. There's times even living for God, amen, people are going to overlook you. Amen. People are not going to sing your praises. But that's okay. You got a God that's on your side and a God that sees every little details. Amen. We live in an hour where it seems that we're in a world where they just expect everything to be given to them. Isn't that so? Amen. Where people just feel, well, you owe it to me. I'm going to tell you, God don't owe us nothing. Amen. But we owe him everything. Hallelujah. Amen. The battle is not only outside of us. Sometimes it is inside of us. Sometimes the servants try to rule within us. I want to just talk to you about some things. There's some fleshly passions that attempt to take the throne sometimes, don't it? Sometimes there's anger. Sometimes we get angry. And then there's that time that there's lust. And there's pride, jealousy, bitterness, impulses, carnal appetites that want to take the throne. But I want to tell somebody tonight, God's divine order is this. When the Spirit leads your life and your soul submits to God and your body is brought under discipline, amen, I tell you, there's a God of grace that's going to reign in your favor. Are you thankful today for the God of grace? That God is not one to just slap us around every time we do wrong. But we have a great God of grace and forgiveness of our sin. Oh, you ought to clap your hands and thank the Lord for what he's done. You ought to applaud for him for his goodness. Woo! The grace of God. When we should have been wiped out. But we weren't, because grace is something we don't deserve. We were not recreated in Christ to be ruled by our emotions and by our passions. The Holy Ghost has a way of bringing order in our life. Yesterday, Sister Crosswhite and I were at Sam's, and we didn't buy it. Normally, we like gadgets. She likes gadgets, and I like gadgets, and Sister Sharon likes gadgets. There was a level there. I don't know if you've seen it yet. But
It has different colors of light inside of it. But when you get it level, it turns to a certain color to let you know that you're level. And there's something about it when the Holy Ghost, there's something clear when the Holy Ghost brings level inside of your life, a balance. We can live for God, and we can see better when we're balanced. Amen. We could endure some things when we're balanced. I'm telling you, when your foot's on the rock and your mind's made up, amen, you could go through some things. My pastor always taught us, and today I can still hear his little Cajun voice say this. He said, it takes a made-up mind. You know how you get to heaven? Half of it's going to be a made-up mind. I want to tell the church the same thing tonight. You got to make up your mind. Amen. There should be no exit door living for God. Amen. The ark did not have a secondary door. The ark did not have an escape route. One door in and no doors out. And in the kingdom of God, amen, friend, I'm in this to make it. How about you? There should never be entertainment of backsliding. We can't afford to backslide. We can't afford to get our feathers all ruffled up and cause us to go to hell. Hear me tonight. God wants his church to stay the church. You may have to go through hot water. You may have to go through high water. But there's a God that will keep you as long as you keep God. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 9:27 says, I keep under my body and bring it unto what? Subjection. Boy, subjection is hard. I was thinking about that earlier today. There's sometimes we want things. We just want it. It's hard to discipline yourself. Whenever, you know, somebody pulls those cinnamon rolls out of the oven. And I promise you, cinnamon rolls, whoever started spelling it with a C misspelled it. It ought to be spelled S-I-N. Amen. And it's hard to say no. Sister Cecilia asked me a question. She said, you want this? And used to, I'll say no. But my mind, I was telling a story. I really did want it. And I've learned to say, I don't need it. Versus saying no to it. Amen. I want you to tell somebody today, amen, Paul, writing to the church, he said, I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. It's not an easy thing. But it's a victorious thing. Hallelujah. Amen. And we don't judge by temporary appearances. You know, the book of Psalms, I read it quite often in 73 Psalm. It says, but as for me, my feet were almost gone. My feet and my steps had almost slipped. Or I envious the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. David said, I struggled with what I saw. I almost stumbled because I thought, you know, God, they seem to be winning. They seem to be enjoying kicking their heels up in sin and laughing and mocking at us. But hear me. He said, the ungodly is not going to prosper. He said, until I went to the sanctuary of the Most High, the house of God, then I discovered their ending. Huh. I want to tell you, friend, amen, I understood their end, amen, when I went to the house of God. I want to tell you, in God's presence, perspectives will change. The temporary prosperity is not an eternal victory. The wheel will turn. Hear me, God has his hand on the wheel. David thought, have I lived for God in vain? Why do the wicked prosper? Why it seems that the righteous are suffering. There's greedy people, selfish people that don't matter who they hurt because of their ways. But hang on, I want to tell somebody, amen, God, amen, he holds the whole picture in his hand. And when the wheel turns, God will reverse injustice. God will expose pride. God will honor faithfulness. God will lift the humble. God will judge wickedness. And are you thankful God does reward obedience? Hallelujah. Amen. I want somebody to remember today, stay humble. Stay faithful. Stay submitted to God. Don't let your flesh get the best of you. Amen. God wants your very best. Amen. God has the final word. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus, tonight.
Amen. There's something every year at the fair that they like to set up. That's probably the most popular thing there is the Ferris wheel. The Ferris wheel slowly turns in circles. At one moment, a person may be sitting at the bottom, but hang on. In order for somebody else to get in, they're going to have to move it a little bit. And you may be at the bottom, but pretty soon, amen, you're at the top. Nobody stays in the same position forever. The wheel keeps turning. And life could feel that same way. The proud may feel high today. The humble may feel, whoo, I'm all right. The wicked may feel successful and hold their nose in the air. And the righteous may feel forgotten. But I want to tell somebody, God controls the wheel. One day the high will be brought low. The humble, amen, will be lifted up. And the faithful is going to be rewarded. And the hidden prayers and tears and sacrifices of God's people, his people, will be remembered. Are you thankful there's a God today, amen, who is still on the throne and still sees what we go through? So, son of God, don't lose heart when life seems to be unfair. Keep walking with God. Because when the wheel turns, God will make everything right. God keeps good accounts. Amen. And good records. Hallelujah. Amen. I love this little illustration about the rooster. The rooster kind of owned the place on the top of the high hay wagon. He liked to get up there, and there he would stand proudly on that hay. And the rooster would puff out his chest, flap his wings, and crow like he owned the whole farm. He acted like he made the sun to rise. He acted like he controlled the animals and ran the entire property. But one windy day, just sitting there on top of the hay, that wind began to blow. And would you know that hay wagon began to move? And when it shifted, the bale began to shift that the rooster was standing on. And that proud rooster, before he knew it, fell backwards all the way into the mud puddle below. It splashed. And his beautiful plumage of wings and feathers were all muddy. He shook himself in the mud and he strutted out of the way. I want to tell somebody today, amen. Oh, I'm thankful that God sees, amen, and God knows. Sometimes life looks just like that. Loud people seem to climb quickly. Proud people seem to strut how they seem to be untouchable. Carnal people act like as they rule the world. But hear me, eventually the wheels will turn. God is not impressed with who crows the loudest. God is not impressed with those who stretch the biggest strut, but he honors the faithful. He honors those in humility and those that have a steady obedience. Hear me, son of God. Amen. Remember who you belong to tonight. God still keeps a good account. Amen. I think about this often. Amen. I look around at the popularity mode of Pentecost today. It's those who could perform and those who could get up. And I mean, pretty soon there's names that starts floating around. Woo, have you heard them sing? And you see them at this event, that event, at this. I mean, man, they are all these places. They're making their circuit. Same thing sometimes with preachers. Amen. Next thing you know it, here, man, he's the most popular preacher, and woo. But I want to tell you, on the foreign fields, there's an unseen missionary. Amen. They have gone there, they have buried their children, some of them on foreign fields, suffered sickness and persecution and loneliness and sometimes poverty.
yet they remained faithful to preaching the gospel. They endured some things. They faced some things. At the same time, the powerful, wealthy one back at home were thinking, "Woo! I'm anointed. I'm the one that appointed. I'm the person that has it together." They like the applause and the celebration, being honored by society. But I want to tell you, amen, even when that missionary is laid to rest in a cemetery, amen, and there's not been big words and just a few people gathered around, amen, there's a God who's kept good records. On that day of eternity when it opens up, amen, it won't be the celebrity. It won't be the politician. It won't be the proud peacock. Amen, it won't be that one and the rebellious, but it's going to be that one that has done the will of God, that unseen one who kept himself. It's going to be that saint, even though they had the opportunity, amen, to make a mess, they held to themselves. They kept themselves. They kept their composure. They bit their tongue. When they, even by the means of the crowd, should have said something. But when they held it back all because of God and constrained themselves, I'm telling you, there's a God that starts checking off things and saying, amen, there's something laid up for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you thankful that God sees that? There's going to be a day where he says, "Well done, thy good and thy faithful servant." That's the reason why we should never judge by temporary appearance. I'm telling you, the wheel will turn. Amen. There's other powerful scriptures that the proud being brought low and the humble exalted. Amen. One of the clearest is in Luke 14:11. Jesus said, "For whosoever exalted himself shall be abased. And he that humble himself shall be exalted." Are you thankful today? Jesus repeats the same thing in 23:12 of Matthew. "And whosoever shall exalt himself shall it be abased." But the humble's going to be exalted. Hey, friend, Proverbs 29 says, "A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit." Amen. Mary also declared this prophetic truth about God. In Luke, the first chapter, she said, "He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree." Nebuchadnezzar learned this lesson personally. Daniel 4:37, "And those that walk in pride," the Bible says, "they become abased." Psalm 75 also speaks about this. He said, "For promotion comes not from the east, nor the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He put it down one, and he set it up another." These scriptures fit beautifully tonight, even when the wheels turn. Because through scripture, God consistently brings the proud low, the humble up, and reverses what seems to be permanent in the eyes of man. I come to tell the church tonight and encourage every one of you tonight, young lady, young man, elderly, saint of God, and even you tonight, amen, that fits in between. God sees, and God loves it when you love him first and say, "God, amen, I'm going to keep my place in you. I'm going to hold fast to the things that are right and the things that are true." Amen. And when the wheels are turned, how beautiful it is. Amen. So there's another scripture. It says, "Fret not because of the unbeliever." Fret not. Don't get all beside yourself. Don't get your feathers ruffled up because of the unbeliever. Amen. They're going to get what they're scratching for. Amen. But are you thankful that God sees? Hallelujah. God knows and God rewards. Hallelujah. Sister Becky, God sees all the sacrifices. And God knows how to bring it to pass. God sees it, Sister Kristen. All the things behind the scene. At times where we don't even know what's going to happen, how it's going to come about. God is faithful. Amen. Hear me, saint, tonight. There's somebody here. Amen. You may be in the battle. And you're wondering, is it even worth living for God? I want to tell you, there's one flag that we don't have. Amen. There's one flag, it's called a losing flag. Amen. Are you thankful that there's a victory flag today that you could keep in your life? Amen. Hallelujah. You need to throw the old things of darkness away. Amen. And you need to unhurl the victory flag and say, amen, for me and my house, amen, we're going to serve the Lord, because the end, amen, those that serve him is going to win. Hallelujah. You ought to lift your hands with me, saint of God, tonight. Amen. You ought to thank God that God sees exactly. God hasn't forgotten you. Amen. There's a Joseph tonight. Amen. Hear me. Amen. You felt pawned off and traded off, but hear me tonight. Amen. God sees Joseph. Amen. And God knows how to elevate when it seems that you've gone down to the bottom of the bottom. Amen. There's a mighty God who's still on the throne, who knows, who sees, and he sees and knows everything, and he rewards those that keeps him the center of their life. Stand tonight with me right now. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Sometimes you get, amen, punched, slapped. Sometimes things begin to come against you. But there's one thing. God's not going to forsake me. Amen. He's going to keep his word. Hallelujah. I want you to stretch your hands up to the Lord tonight. And I want you to pray tonight. Lord Jesus, help me to stay put. Help me to keep my bearings. God, help me to keep my place. Amen. Lord Jesus, help me to keep my course for you, Jesus. Lord, I love you and I praise you, Lord. I thank you tonight. Come on, won't you pray for you right now? Lord, teach me, Lord, to hang on. Amen. Let me hang on to the things of your spirit today, God. I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. God, in your name, when I'm discouraged, help me, Lord, to know, God, not just to think about it, but to know that you're going to take care of me. God, you're going to bless me. You're going to help me, Lord. I lift my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. Come on, he's still on the throne tonight, friend. Hallelujah. Let's love the Lord back for what he's done for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I have staked my claim. I have drawn a line in the sand, and I won't be ashamed. With the world behind me and the cross before, by the grace of God, I will serve the Lord.
Won't you sing it tonight?
I have made my decision. I have staked my claim. I have drawn a line in the sand, and I won't be ashamed. With the world behind me and the cross before, by the grace of God, I will serve the Lord. I have made my decision. I have staked my claim. I have drawn a line in the sand, and I won't be ashamed. With the world behind me and the cross before, by the grace of God, I will serve the Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. A lot of times after service, we greet people, start talking different things, but I want you to find at least two people that you normally don't reach to as frequent, and I want you to shake their hand and tell them, we're going to make it together. Amen. Would you do that tonight? Amen. Let's go to heaven, how? Amen. We can make it together. God bless you tonight. Amen. If you need, those of you that are house-to-house leaders, amen, the lesson is right here, Brother Zach.